Hey, kids.
You're listening to the internet's wettest podcast about video games, consoles,
and pancakes.
The SML Podcast.
What's up, everybody? This is the SML Podcast. I am your host, Joe. Joining as usual, we've got Jacob and Aki. How are you two doing?
Good.
I'm doing okay. I got
Aki
a fancy
has the
new
giggles
drink.
For some reason.
Who?
Aki. She has the giggles. I don't know why.
I have no idea what you're talking about. I think you're crazy.
Why? Are you baked?
No, I don't. No, I don't smoke pot.
You don't have to smoke it. I mean, you could just do edibles.
Yeah.
I mean, you could, you know.
Last time I did an edible, it did not
end well
for me.
I don't think you can inject into your eyeballs.
Oh, my eyes hurt just thinking of that. No. Legitimately, my eyes hurt now.
Put the cocaine in my eyeballs. So what did you get, Jacob? You got a fancy new what?
Dildo? No. Yeah, I got it over at Cheats today.
Cheats branded dildo? What?
Well, I mean, if I'm brave enough later on, I might use it as one, but it's a tall boy. It's a Arnold Palmer spiked. Mm. It's half iced tea, half lemonade, 5% alcohol content, raspberry flavored. Ooh. And you can't even taste the alcohol. These things are dangerous. So
Arnold Palmers in general are dangerous. Like, I could plow through those like it's nobody's business.
Well, check out your local Sheets. Like, these things are pretty damn tasty too.
I might have to try them.
And it's like the size of like an Arizona
iced before and didn't like it.
Oh, really? Because it just tastes like iced tea.
But does it taste like an Arnold Palmer? See, that's the thing.
I mean, it tastes all right. So, do you want some alcohol with your iced tea?
I don't drink alcohol in general, so not really.
Oh, God.
I told you, Joe. Cocaine in the eyeballs.
Well, I thought you moved past that, Joe. I thought you're on to cocaine enemas now.
Enema? Get a vacuum, turn it on reverse, and just blow it up there.
I just figured like Ashley would just walk in on you like with your ass up on the wall, like, you know, try to like, you know, put a butt funnel in there.
It's like you're a nurse. On my neck upside down.
Yeah, you're a nurse. You should help me.
Don't you have like straps we could use for this? I need the cocaine in my asshole. Oh, this show's fucked up. How's everyone doing? How were your weeks?
Mine's just been busy. Like, I can't talk about my work.
Why?
Just because, like, I can't talk about what I worked on this week. Oh, like, it's
all right.
Banking stuff. Like, yeah. But it was busy, and yeah.
Did you ruin anybody's life this week?
Yes, ours.
Wow, she fucking got you.
yeah, she did. No, I personally didn't, but
Well, there's always next week, Jacob. Keep trying.
No, but it's one of those things where it's like I'm reviewing applications, and if like somebody like something just feels off, like I'll go, you know, do a deep internet search for them, and occasionally I turn up some very interesting materials on them, which unfortunately, again, I can't talk about. But yeah. It's just like, oh, you're not getting an account with us. No, no.
But I will subscribe to your OnlyFans later on.
That's messed up.
Okay.
Aki, how was your week?
Pretty good. I was able to spend a lot of it actually playing games I want to play instead of just review games, which is crazy because that doesn't happen very often. So I've been playing Sword and Fairy.
Oh, how is it?
On Game Pass. Oh, I fucking love it. It's a shame I didn't get to review it. This is really good. I really like this.
Now there's always next RPG.
Very possibly. And it's not like I don't have, I think, two of them on my list requested already, so.
Yeah.
Maybe three.
Speaking of RPGs, that kind of could lead to the news of the week. Did you see the new Kemco RPG release that hit the store today?
$100.
I was talking to Aki about it before the show, and I was like, yeah, I'm telling Joe that he needs to try to request it for me. I'll just end up reviewing nothing but Kemco games for the next year.
A full year, a game a week for a year. Yeah, Kemco to celebrate releasing 50 games on the Xbox Marketplace has released a 50-game RPG bundle that includes the first 50 RPGs they've released on the console for $199.99. That's $4 a game.
Yeah, that's really good when you consider that, but man, that's a lot of money to have all at once.
Yeah, it's a lot all at once, but if you don't own any of those games and you want to get into some RPGs and you want to have a nice big backlog, it's a good way to make one.
Yeah, because, you know, because as if we didn't already have big enough backlogs.
Yeah, true. Yeah, 50 games. I noticed that the two new ones, Crosstales and Raging Bites, are not included. Unfortunately, but the other 50 are there, ready to go. I have 49.
Jesus, I didn't realize we had already reviewed that many of them.
Oh, we've reviewed more than that, and Chris covers most of them. So I'm very curious to see how big his list is.
Jeez.
Yeah. Someone was like, I have 57 games on my Switch, and I'm like, I bet Chris has more. Yeah, 50-game bundle. Something either of you, like, would plan on buying, possibly? It's only on sale for 50 days.
That's the thing. It's only available for 50 days. If I do, it's like, this is like my Christmas and birthday presents, like, all wrapped up together. I'm considering it. Like, I know that there's not a snowball's chance in hell that, you know, Kemco actually would give it to us, but, you know,
no,
I'm praying.
We get their games monthly as they release. I highly doubt they're even making codes for this bundle.
Oh, I doubt it too. But, you know, it's fun to fantasize.
Yeah.
Because, I mean, that's a nice change of pace from my usual fantasies of Joe in a dental floss thong.
Where the fuck? Where did that come from? What the hell?
I don't ask questions when they show up.
I'm going to use that whenever something goes wrong and we need to transition.
Please, please, I beg you. Because now that thought's in my head, and I never needed that thought in my
head. Drink it in, Aki. No. Drink it in like a fine wine it is.
You're a fucking monster. That's all there is to it. You're a goddamn monster.
Hey, Jacob.
What's up?
I'll fucking kill you!
Please do.
Nah, you can't do that.
But in our other RPG news, the Final Fantasy XIV Fan Fest was last weekend, and they announced the new expansion releasing next summer. I believe it's Dawn Trail or Dawn Tale, something like that. I can't remember the title of the expansion, because after that news, they announced something that kind of took the internet by storm. Final Fantasy XIV is finally coming to Xbox next year, next spring. It's happening.
Which gives me hope that we may actually finally fucking see Final Fantasy VII Remake.
We might.
It might.
Square, they brought Phil Spencer out on stage to make the announcement. So it's Phil made the journey to, where was it, Vegas, that they had the conference. And he went up on stage and shook hands and said that it's coming, and they're working on getting more games to Xbox. I don't know if that means future releases or stuff that's already out, because I personally like Octopath 2, Theater Rhythm, the Mana games, the Saga games, what the fuck else has come out? Give us Forspoken even.
I'd be so hyped for that. Like, lots of people apparently did not like that, but I'm like, I really want it anyways. Just the way they traverse in that game looks so cool.
Yeah, just the big thing. Give us the goddamn pixel remasters.
You know what they should do? Relaunch Babylon's Fall.
No.
Yes. Make it an Xbox exclusive. It'll be great.
No, it won't. Why would they take a PS5 exclusive and change it to an Xbox exclusive?
For one,
wouldn't you want to keep it on PS5 so those 14 players could keep playing too?
Didn't they shut off the servers?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. All right. So,
but they want to come back. Both of them. Yeah, Final Fantasy 14, finally, it is actually happening. It is going to be on Series X and S only. It will not be on Xbox One. It will have 4K support on Series X, faster loading, and an open beta is scheduled for the patch 6.5 release, which I hear is supposed to be in September. So I don't know if we're getting the open beta in September or if it's going to be like earlier next year that we'll see it. The timing on everything is still up in the air, but you know, spring 2024, it's going to release. It will be digital only, though, so no physical edition.
That doesn't shock me.
Root Beer saying Alive Alive as well. Hell yes, we need Alive Alive on Xbox.
Yes.
So there's going to be no physical edition whatsoever?
Not for Xbox.
I think... I'd be real surprised that there's not some sort of limited edition bullshit.
I mean, Square might do like a store exclusive collector edition, but I'm guessing any kind of game content would be digital. I don't think they're going to print a physical. It's an MMO. Printing a physical disc for an MMO is really fucking stupid to begin with.
Yeah, but again, limited edition.
Yeah, I don't know. We'll see. PS5 has had limited editions come out for past expansions and whatnot, so maybe they'll whip up something with a statue and sell it for $400 and
you'll buy it.
No, I've stopped buying Square collector's editions.
Well, yeah, that's because they were ignoring Xbox. Now no,
the big thing was quality control. I had a lot of them arrive damaged.
Ooh,
yeah, my Nier Automata PS4 black box edition was basically destroyed when it arrived. It like. The cardboard inside that held everything in place was torn and ripped up. The outer box was dented. Like it was just in garbage condition. I didn't even want to keep it. I sold what I could piecemeal. Like I sold a statue to one person. I sold the art book to another person.
Wait, you couldn't get a refund on that?
I could have gotten a refund, but not a replacement. And I made more selling piecemeal.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. Fair enough.
I wanted a replacement, and they were like, we don't have any. I'm like, you guys are fucking stupid. Or how much they cost. Because Square always prices their shit high.
Yeah.
Like, that's nothing new. The Square Enix tax has been a joke for a while. Their collector's editions in particular have been skyrocketing in price. Now, I don't think the statues that you get are worth it. Like I think the Nier set was like 3-something when I got it, and the statue was like 7 inches.
Oh, wow.
So
yeah, anything Square-based is expensive. Hell, I've looked at, there are some model kits for in Nier Automata, you remember those ships that you fly occasionally in it?
Yeah.
Yeah, there's model kits, one for 2B and one for 9S, and those are both like $180-something, I think it was. It's like, damn, I really want those because they look really damn cool, but that's a lot of money. So, no. Maybe one day.
Yeah, I'm trying to see what kind of collector's editions they have on their site right now. But their site is not the easiest to browse. The only pre-orders they have right now are like Dragon Quest Monsters and that Dragon Quest Infinity Strash game coming up.
What's that?
It's before this announcement, it was the only Square game coming to Xbox this year.
Oh, Jesus.
Yeah. It's some Dragon Quest action RPG. Oh, and then they're taking pre-orders for Star Ocean, the second story R, another one not hitting Xbox. Hopefully that changes too.
Hopefully. You like me some Star Ocean.
Makes me so sad. So,
like,
did
Square actually say, like, what the change of everything was?
No.
Or was it just, like, Microsoft handed us a bunch of money?
From what I could tell, there's someone new in charge of the company, or, like, making whatever decisions, and I guess...
And they're not a half-wit?
Well, I guess they're... People are saying, like, this is a cycle that they've got into, where someone new takes over Square, they partner up with Xbox, it goes well for a few years, then Square stumbles back over to Sony, and then they get replaced, and then they partner up with Xbox again, and then they stumble back to Sony, and then someone new takes over. So I think this is just the beginning of the cycle again.
That doesn't shock me.
Yeah.
That doesn't shock me at all. Oh well. At least we'll get some stuff for a good little while, at least, before we get shit-kicked again.
Yeah, I just, like, give us Secret of Mana, please.
give us the Avengers sequel that everyone's been asking for.
You know that's not Square anymore, right?
Shut up. You're ruining my joke.
It was a bad joke.
You're a bad joke.
Of course it was a bad joke. He's the one who made it. The only good joke that he's ever made was himself.
How did I make myself?
I don't know, but I refuse to believe you have a parent.
I have two, actually.
In your face, bitch.
If that's true, then I am very sorry for parents.
I mean, if it's not, then I'm like some sort of like chosen one Jesus-like figure, so take your pick.
I mean, you could be the Antichrist, and I'd believe that a hell of a lot faster.
Yeah, I think I'm too lazy to be the Antichrist. Like, I mean,
fair enough.
Really, like, I mean, what's my ambition? Ugh, I sure hope that Kemco sends along a code for 50 games. That's my ambition. Like,
I'm sure that's your ambition. That seems too high.
That doesn't seem something that you're going to write the Book of Revelation about.
I mean, they might. Especially if it was written today.
Anyway.
I don't think so.
Y'all are crazy.
This would have been a good discussion for episode 666.
Yeah, yeah, let's jump back in time 4 years and make that happen.
Okay, I'm cool with that. Let's do it.
I'm not. Think of all the other people that we'd have to put up with on the show again.
I didn't have to put up with fucking anybody. I'm good. You had to put up with motherfuckers. I'm okay.
You had to put up with me too, so shut up.
Yeah, see? I don't want another 4 years of you.
I totally understand.
I'm good with another 4 years of you. I don't want to relive the first 4 years. Like, does that make sense?
No. Like,
the current suffrage is okay, but I don't want to relive the pain I already had to live.
But think about it. You're now used to it, so it's not going to hurt as bad. And you can shut him down constantly.
True.
Know his antics already, and that should bring you great joy.
It makes fall into the abyss of my gaping butthole.
That's what we'll remember him by. News, Game Pass. We got a bunch of games coming to Game Pass this month. Well, not a bunch, a couple of games coming to Game Pass this month. Kind of a light beginning of the month. Hopefully it picks up later on. Available right now, Celeste came back to Game Pass, and the game A Short Hike was added.
Nice.
I'm not familiar with A Short Hike. What's that game about?
A kid doesn't want to go home, and they go hiking, I believe.
Oh,
it looks
very.
That's it.
Yeah, that's it. Yeah.
Timber saying Short Hike is quite awesome. I heard some people like somewhat comparing it to Animal Crossing a little. And I don't know how accurate that is, but I don't know. August.
That doesn't seem 8th. To mesh with. I was gonna say that doesn't seem to mesh with Aki's description.
Well, I don't mean like gameplay style. I mean in like aesthetics.
Okay. That makes more sense.
August 8th, Broforce Forever is coming to Xbox Game Pass. Finally, Broforce is hitting Xbox.
Whoa.
I'm very excited for this one. Have you heard of Broforce?
No, I have not heard of Broforce.
It is an over-the-top action game where everything is broified.
Including the names of characters.
Yes.
Which makes them sound really dumb to me, but...
I'm pretty sure that's the point, Aki.
Yeah, that is exactly the point.
Oh no, things that are intentionally dumb. I hate that.
I only want on naturally dumb.
I like my dumb freshly squeezed.
August 9th, Limbo is hitting Game Pass. So that's always a good game to play.
Eh.
Why are my cats going insane right now? Like, Coltrane's back on my lap meowing at me. Jelly's in the other room, I believe in the bathroom, just meowing at herself. My cats are insane tonight. I don't know.
Is it a full moon?
I don't know. Bend over. Ha ha.
I'm in the recliner again. So you can't even tell if I'm pantsless or not.
August 10th, Airborne Kingdom is joining Game Pass.
Okay.
What?
Like a city builder in the sky.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. Not my kind of game, but I'm sure people are going to have fun with it. And then August 15th, Everspace 2 is going to be joining Game Pass on cloud in Series X and S. It was previously on PC. Xbox One is getting left out, though.
Nah.
Yeah.
Not all good news, though, because, you know, when games join Game Pass, games got to leave Game Pass, and five games are leaving. Two of them are PC only, with Total War Warhammer 3 and Death Stranding both leaving Game Pass on the 15th. And then Midnight Fight Express is leaving, and Edge of Eternity is leaving.
I don't know what either of those games are.
They're on Game Pass. You should try them. Edge of Eternity is an RPG, I believe.
Yeah, it is.
And Midnight Fight Express?
Not sure, but Horror Acolyte just said it is a must-play. So I will browse that in the store and grab that before it goes away. Is it about trains that
fight?
I hope the trains fight. I want to beat the shit out of the fucking caboose.
That would be pretty fun if it was like Thomas the Tank Engine versus like Percy or something.
Thomas the Tank wins. Fatality.
You have won
by confusion and delay.
George Carlin, the conductor, wins. What the fuck am I doing in this game?
Let's see, what other news? There is some Nintendo news. The Switch has hit 129.5 million units sold.
Damn.
I think someone said it is about 25 to 30 million away from being the best-selling console ever.
Nice.
Yeah. It is creeping up on the DS and the PS2.
Cool.
That's wild. Like, that really is. I mean, it's totally warranted. Like, but yeah, this blows my mind.
Yeah. And then there are rumors that Nintendo's that next console. That's very hard.
Come on, Aki, you're better than that. Going for such fucking low hanging fuit.
That's everything.
What, your balls?
Ew. No. Don't.
No, those are all on a low hanging fruit.
Anyway, sources online are reporting that Nintendo is targeting 2024 as their next console release date.
Okay.
Yeah, I mean, supposedly dev kits have gone out, but, you know.
No. We'll see.
Some people also think it's just like a Switch Pro or something like that, like the long rumored, like updated version of the Switch.
I think if they're going to keep the whole Switch handheld tablet style device that hooks up to your TV, I think they're going to basically just, I don't want to say a Switch Pro because I think it'll be a general step up in terms of hardware, like going from the 360 to the Xbox One. But I think it's not going to be on par with current gen, like PS5 console graphics.
Mm.
I don't know.
I can agree with that.
I guess it depends on how much power they could fit into it and what kind of price they want to go for. Like, we know it's possible to put a lot of power in them. Look at some of the tablets that they release these days. But you could also end up paying $1,000. And Nintendo wouldn't price a console at $1,000.
Nah, they've got a price area that they're very comfortable with now.
Yeah. That $300 range is like their sweet spot. So, back to Xbox news. Microsoft has started selling replacement parts for controllers in the U.S.
Very nice.
I thought that was kind of neat because, I mean, honestly, like, I still have the very first controller that came with my Xbox One, and those thumbsticks really need to get replaced. Like, holy shit. So, that would be pretty nice if I could just sit down and do that and watch a YouTube video to replace them.
Yeah. They sell replacement buttons and bumpers and leave analog sticks, shells. Something I noticed that they don't sell are actual, like the analog stick components. So if you have drifting sticks, I don't think you could really fix them that way.
Oh.
And then on the Elite controller, they sell the front half of the shell, but they don't sell the back half. And I've had issues with the grip on the back half peeling.
Oh, that's weird. Yeah. Oh, yeah, that's right. It is kind of rubbery.
Yeah.
Huh.
So, I don't know. More Acolyte saying he's gone through like four controllers. I presently have 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6 Xbox controllers.
Oh, Jesus.
Yeah. I have one for me. I have a backup for me. I have one for my computer. I have one for Ashley. I have one for a guest. And I have one for my Rock Band console.
Damn. A lot, you know.
Gotta be prepared. I don't want to spend like 4 seconds syncing a controller if something happens.
Very lazy. I think I have three, and that's because the Xbox One controllers work as Xbox Series controllers.
Yeah, because basically still the same console.
Yeah. So I have three, because one of my consoles came with two. So
nice.
Yeah.
Last bit of news I have is that you're soon going to be able to stream gameplay directly to Discord from your Xbox in a new update. The feature is available to Xbox insiders right now, and it will be rolled out to the wider audiences in the future after some testing. But now you could stream to Discord from your Xbox, and just, I don't know, someone could fire up a game, jump into general and our channel, and just start playing. We could join in and watch.
Nice.
You should do that, Jacob, instead of Twitch. Just stream on Discord.
Yeah, I think I probably will end up doing that, because Twitch seems to, it's like a whatever. It's not like I stream anything anyone really wants to watch anyway.
Yeah, you stream Disney Dreamlight Valley at 1:30 in the morning with no microphone or any way to read text.
You know, the way I look at it is that you can just watch the gameplay happen. Like, you don't have to listen to some guy who's like, oh my god, Scrooge McDuck, what a dick. Let's go see what's in the store. Oh, that dress wouldn't look good on me. Oh, let's go upstairs. I'm going to go look at the bed. Oh, their bed's beautiful. I'm going to pay $600 for it. Like,
you know, there's a middle ground, right?
No, there isn't. I fucking hate listening to people talk over gameplay footage.
Well, then
I don't give a shit what's going on in your life.
Communicate so, with chat. You have to pay attention to the people in chat.
No, I don't have
to pay attention. Don't.
No, like, I don't pay attention to people in chat during this show. Like, so everyone could go ahead and make all the snide comments that they were going to anyway. Anyway. But no, like,
him, folks, make your snide comments about Jacob in chat right now. My favorite comment is going to win Hero-ish for the Xbox. So bust out your best insults for Jacob, and you can win Hero-ish for Xbox.
Oh, fuck. I might just tune into Twitch then, too.
Have fun, everyone.
I'll just insult myself.
I mean, you're already the best insult for yourself.
You are your own worst joke. You should feel proud. No one has said anything yet.
Well, yet. I mean, you know, the audio delays.
They're all looking up the game to see if they want it first. Thimber mentioning the Kemco bundle. Yeah, we talked about that a bit earlier. Do you plan on picking that up, Thimber? That's a crazy bundle. I still need to pick up Onigo Hunter, though. That's the only one out of the 50 I'm missing.
Well, anyways, while we're waiting for the insults,
one's already appeared in there, so.
What'd you say,
Jake? I know, but so anyway, do you have any other news, Joe?
Nah, I said that was my last bit of news. So what kind of news do you twos have?
Aki, I'm just going to assume that you're not going to be useful as per usual.
You are correct.
So with Nickelodeon All-Stars Brawl 2, which is apparently releasing this fall, they have figured out some of the new characters thanks to some leaked splash art for it. Azula from Avatar The Last Airbender, Gerald from Hey Arnold, Plankton from SpongeBob, Grandma Gertie from Hey Arnold, Ember from Danny Phantom, Norbert and Daggett from The Angry Beavers, and nice. El Tigre from El Tigre, which I'm not sure what that is.
It's the tiger.
My God, thank you. I don't know what we would do without your amazing Spanish translations.
Well, you didn't know what it meant, so she got your back on that.
Dame chocha.
Gracias tus huevos.
And what?
Anyway.
Anyway, there's also five other characters that were shown in first trailer and screenshots that weren't on the art. Donatello and Raphael from Ninja Turtles, Jimmy Neutron, Squidward, and Vlad Plasmus from Danny Phantom. Mm. And then there are 14 characters who first appeared in the original one and are coming back. However, there's some that have been left out, although some people are finding clues that it's just like they may just become available later on as DLC anyway, like they were for the first game. So,
like who?
Cat Dog, Helga, Hugh Neutron, Leonardo, Michelangelo, Oblina from Ah Real Monsters, Powdered Toast Man from Ren and Stimpy, Sandy from SpongeBob, Shredder from Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles, Toph from Avatar The Last Airbender,
You're and getting Lincoln rid Loud. Of all of them?
Possibly.
Man, that's some bullshit.
Yeah.
Yeah, but the thing is,
Leonardo, I'm not playing it.
Because a bunch of fans have combed through all the screenshots and released videos, they've discovered some evidence, apparently, that these characters, or at least their stages, are returning in the sequels. Sequel. And of course, keep in mind, that's the thing. It's just, we're quite a ways away from release, so there's time.
Change.
Hasbro has said that now that Microsoft is buying Activision, they'd like Activision to figure out where the hell their Transformers games are, because they'd like to put them up for sale again, or at least put them on Game Pass.
Okay.
And be cool to see them come back. I know a lot of people are always like, hey, can I play the 360 Transformers games on my Xbox One? No.
Yeah,
how did people play Transformers War for Cybertron on Xbox? Because they re-released it? Well, then why can't I buy it? Because they delisted it? Why would they do that?
Because
licenses. Licensing. Shut up. Stop asking me questions. I don't know you. Put the gun down.
How many people are asking you questions about Transformers?
Dude, so many. When I'm out and about, they see me and they're like, dude, are you that guy? I'm like, no. Then they're like, anyway, Nickelodeon, did you hear about their new fighting game? I'm like, who are you?
And then they're like, sir, this is a Wendy's.
No, I'm like, sir, this is a house. You're my DoorDash driver. Please leave the food and go away. No time. Thank you. You just subbed. It's not showing up on the screen, but it says you did it. So thank you for the sub. Always good.
Oh, yeah. I should probably log in and, like, you know, sub again.
I mean, if you want, you could enter to win that game too. Again, if you want to enter to win Hero-ish on Xbox, insult Jacob in chat. That's all you got to do. Just curse him out, make fun of him.
Joe will supposedly read him, but you know, apparently everyone loves me. So
we've only had one so far, and that was from Aki.
And of course, so I was going to post one.
Yeah, but that doesn't even fucking count because it's Aki. Like, her shit's lame.
I know. She says, he said his balls were on a low hanging fruit. I agree. He's a fruit and he's low hanging, especially his IQ.
Wait, who said that?
Aki.
I did.
Are you fucking kidding me? So she stole my own fucking joke?
Yeah. I stole it to use against you. Yes. Yes, I did.
You're no fucking better than Carlos Mencia. What the fuck? Little steam stealing, joke stealing little bitch. I fucking hate you.
And that is probably the most offended he's going to get by any of these insults.
I'm more offended. Yeah, exactly. I'm more offended that you fucking stole my joke than, you know, actually coming up with like something remotely good.
Oh, Root Beer's got a good one.
Oh, thank God. Give the code to Root Beer. Actually, I would just say that give it to Root Beer on principle.
Jacob could probably hide his own Easter eggs.
You're implying I don't? How do you think we get chocolate eggs? That shit's expensive. Literally and
Jacob's eyes are too far apart or something. Jacob could hide his own Easter egg. The implication is that you hide them and then you're stupid and forget where they are.
Oh, I thought you were saying that I hide them in my butt.
No.
Oh.
You're an idiot.
I mean, I'm not going to disagree on that one, but I mean, judging by like, you know, how we usually talk on here, that's what I assumed. You know, we were just hiding all the eggs in my cavernous rectum.
No, it was just, you could hide your own Easter eggs because you're dumb.
Yeah, no, I get your joke now.
I think it's a good one.
You would.
I do.
Good.
Or Acolyte says he probably can't read, which is why you get him to review all the Outright games. You're gonna learn. Peppa Pig is gonna teach you, man.
That's how I learned about geography. I played Peppa Pig.
You played Bratz.
Between Bratz and the second Peppa Pig game, I'm very well versed on geography now.
Oh, geez. So, should we pick a winner?
Yeah, go for it.
Who do you think deserves it, Root Beer or Horror?
Wait, did Horror come up with the outright?
Yes,
I give it to Horror on that one.
My vote is for Root Beer. Aki, break the tie. Do you like Root Beer or Horror?
She's gonna vote for herself. What the fuck do you think?
That's why I didn't let her vote for herself.
She's going to anyway.
I'm going to go with Root Beer.
Root Beer. All right. I get Root Beer voted for Horror. All right, Horror.
Well, Acolyte, fuck, I guess you got to vote.
I should probably pick a winner for our other contest going on as well.
Ooh, what other contest?
I don't know. You should enter and find out.
God, fine. I'll fire up Twitch on my phone.
I should end it right now while you're loading it up. Did you have any other news? Any movie watch news?
Nah, I didn't, but now it's playing an ad and I'm hoping that it doesn't, that you can't hear it. It's some sort of Pokemon ad.
Really?
Yeah. Is it picking it up?
I don't hear it.
Oh, thank God. All right, good. That'd be awkward. So what game did I enter to win?
Neon Lore.
Neon Lore?
Yeah.
Wait, what's that?
It's a game.
Didn't I review it?
I don't know. Did you?
Is that the one where you just wander around like a cyberpunk village?
I don't know. Twitch is now showing vertical ads? What? Like ads on the video? That shit work.
Yeah, I don't know. And also, I can't handle hearing two audio feeds at the same time.
Well, then mute the stream, you dork.
I don't think I can.
He's not that smart.
I don't understand.
Yeah, I don't think I can work. Oh wait, yeah, there we go. Go me.
All right, should we get to reviews then?
Please, for the love of.
Nah, we shouldn't get to reviews just yet. I want to torture Aki some more.
That wasn't even me that time. First game to talk about tonight is Oceanhorn 2 Knights of the Lost Realm, developed by Corn Fox and Brothers, published by FDG Entertainment, released August 2nd on Xbox Series X and S, PS5, and PC for $29.99. A young knight faces an impossible challenge as Warlock Mesmeroth has returned with a formidable dark army. Will our hero be able to unite the Auris, Gilfolk, and men in a fight for the fate of the world? Jacob, what is going on in Oceanhorn 2?
Boy, I sure hope Aki's going to be coughing during my entire review. That'd be great. Mmm. Yes, the best. Anyway, so Oceanhorn 2, pretty much, I mean, the game was originally on Apple Arcade, I believe. Also made it over to the Switch. And now here it is on Xbox. And for us Xbox folk, it's really just, have you ever wished that you could play a Zelda game on your Xbox? Well, guess what? That's what Oceanhorn 2 is all about. It very much has the feeling of Breath of the Wild, both visually and gameplay wise. And that's not to say that like it's not going to do its own thing, but it's not really going to do its own thing, which is fine. In some circumstances, I mean, it has a plot that's there. I mean, it's standard fantasy stuff, you know, ancient evil comes back. You have to stop it. You have to unite different, groups of people with these, different objects, which of course, when they come together, you're going to be invincible and all that kind of stuff. And there's plenty of monsters and, people that you have to battle throughout dungeons. And of course there's going to be puzzles to solve. And it's just, it's a lot of, it's fine. I mean, I was entertained throughout, so don't get me wrong. Like, I'm not saying like this is like some middling, like whatever. It's just, you know where the inspiration's from, and it's like, yeah, but so yeah. So you start off in the game on this little island, which kind of acts like a tutorial, and you have to retrieve this treasure before you can hop back on your boat. And the game tries teaching you how to do various stuff, whether it is using your sword, using your gun, which doesn't have unlimited ammo, which I was a little surprised by. I figured it would have, but at the same time, I also don't know why I figured it would. I guess I've just played enough games where you always have enough bullets or whatever.
Well, at least in this game, so you can pick up materials and refill your ammo as you go.
Right. I'm getting to that.
I'm just making sure.
You also eventually get a shield and you can dash. Like, it's not really a dash. It's like a roll, which then if the game wants you to be able to go somewhere, it'll make it so you jump to your next area. But the game, for as much as as much exploring as it wants you to do, it always felt like it was a very guided exploring. Like there is a level of how long you could be in the water as you're swimming. And if you're in the water for too long, you will drown. And it's really infuriating because I literally had one foot on the ground and my head was above water and I still managed to drown in this game while I was exploring around the tutorial island, which was actually the first time that my character you don't really die, you just get like a whole heart removed, but it was still like, what the crap, man. But yeah, so you eventually go through that and then you get to the first town that you're supposed to be at, and that's where you get the plot of the story, you know, like all the stuff that you have to do. And the game, honestly, the world that is built around is just gorgeous. Like it, like you just want to watch everything as it moves about. And honestly, that's one of the big selling points for this game is that it just like, it looks fantastic. It plays decently. Yeah, it's just, you know, it, everything just feels like, yeah, it's standard stuff. like that you've played elsewhere and you've played it better, but this is a fine game. Like, as I said, don't get me wrong. Like, it's just, it's very average in what it does.
I think it's above average in what it does. I think the visuals stand out. It's a really, really good game, good looking game. The action is, it's solid enough. I think it's above average there.
I will agree it's solid enough. It's just, I found a lot of the sword stuff, like, especially like when you're fighting stuff, and even when you use your shield, as soon as that block is done, like frequently I'd get my combos interrupted, by the different, monsters and stuff. And it was just, it ended up being a pretty frustrating experience. Like, I never died. I haven't died so far in the game, but it's still like, I don't know. I feel like it still could have been done better. Like the combat.
I don't know. I think the combat is good enough to keep the game running. I appreciate that there's a lot to explore. There's lots of secrets to find. And if you're getting bored of the game,
there are lots of that.
There's a fucking card game in here that you could just spend hours playing. It's basically Triple Triad from Final Fantasy VIII, which was my favorite part of Final Fantasy VIII, and it is quickly becoming my favorite part of this game. And I have just been playing against the townspeople for way too long. Like, I love the card game in this. It's you drop a card and then numbers match, and then there's arrows that determine whether or not you can automatically take a certain way. And then there's like combos and flip another card. It's fun. I love the card game in this.
I haven't gotten as much into the card game. I focus more on the action and stuff.
You're a wiener.
Yeah, so I can't exactly comment on the card game, although I do appreciate that it's in there. I'm sorry, what?
I said you couldn't comment it. That's why I did.
Oh, okay. I thought I heard a fart noise. Yeah. But yeah, like, I've been enjoying my time with it. It's a fairly chill game. And as I said, like, it looks gorgeous. The music's good. The voice acting's nice. You know, it just, as I said, you feel like you've played and seen this all somewhere else. But I still really like it.
I
don't know.
I think you got to stop dwelling on seeing it elsewhere and just appreciate it for what it is instead of what it's not. Like, you keep mentioning Zelda, and it's clearly inspired by Zelda. It's in the same genre, very similar gameplay style, but it's not Zelda. It's doing its own thing. It's more open world based. There's ocean travel. Instead of one giant connected world, it's segmented into islands. I think it's a whole different experience than what those earlier Zeldas gave, and I appreciate what the game is doing. I'm glad that it came to console. It was on, I believe, Apple Arcade for the longest time, and then it hit the Switch, I think, and now it's on Xbox and PlayStation.
Xbox
for $30 bucks, and I personally think it's worth picking up. I think it's a buy it title. I think it is a really solid action adventure game, and I'm going to put a lot of hours into it and see how far I could get into it, because I'm having a good time with it.
Yeah. I mean, and the thing is that, like, I'm not knocking it in a, like, oh, we'll forget this game. Because I enjoyed it very much too. And for how much did you say? Is it 30 or 40?
$29.99.
Cool. I mean, I would definitely say it as a buy it as well. It is a very welcome, chill, action RPG thing. Also, I like how, I should have mentioned this earlier, not at the very end of the review. I really enjoy how, as you level up, people will call you by, like, whatever your title is currently. So for the longest time, I was called Junker. Hey, Junker, like, how you doing? I don't know. It's just like, there's little bits of, like, I really like the exploration too, of just like hunting underneath, like, and around all over the town, like especially like or towns going like going underneath buildings, like trying to figure out how the hell to get into like courtyards or like other areas of caves and stuff like that. There is a lot to do. And yeah, it's just, I think it's a very welcome addition and I would recommend it.
Cool. All right. Next up is, I guess I should ask if you want to leave or if you're going to stick around. We only have like three more.
I don't feel like listening to Aki.
That's fair.
That's fine.
Good.
Good.
Bye.
Fine.
Good. I'm
gonna leave.
Fucking.
For good.
Fucking. Now what?
What was that?
That was a fart with reverb.
Yeah, I was looking at Discord at the time, and I saw a little baked beans thing come up. Yep, that's more baked beans. Alrighty. Colossus. Alright.
Go the fuck away.
Good night, you fuckers.
Later, Jacob. Next game to talk about is Civic Story, developed and published by Shining Spark Entertainment, released July 28th on Steam for $15.99. When a sudden election rocks the country, whose side are you on? In Civic Story, you'll encounter colorful characters and situations that show how the upcoming election affects you, your colleagues, and the nation in this satirical and insightful 8-chapter visual novel about our world today. Aki, what is going on in Civic Story?
Okay, you play as some schmuck who works in a marketing office, and really, that's what this is about. You work there, and it's about just what the fuck is going on in the world. Apparently, I guess the equivalency would be like Congress was gotten rid of by the Prime Minister. So now he's effectively, it seems like he's more or less kind of a dictator now, but there's still a vote in. Again, I don't know Canadian politics very well, so that's what I think it's like. That's what it sounded like. And it's basically about all the people you can vote for, and how news that you read, how you can interpret it and stuff. The game is split between a few different ways of play. The first one is some point and clicking. There's not a lot to it. Usually it's like, oh, you can click around your house and stuff and interact with some items, or when you're outside you move forward one block and then click on doors to go into your business. Yay! Things like that. It's very simplistic. There's nothing to it. Just a way to get around, really. Then you do your job, basically, which is you get a list of things that you can drag and drop to make basically an ad, more or less, about whatever product is being shown. And there's three, I think most of mine were three anyways, three things that you can drop in to each individual little hole in it to create a full advert. And once you've done a few of those, you have lunch. And during lunch, you get to talk to the people that you work with. A smart-ass dude who likes to play pranks on people, which destroys their productivity because he's a dumb shit. And two ladies who are effectively tired of his bullshit, but don't realize that he's the one who's full of bullshit. And you get to interact with them, and they'll talk about current stuff going on in politics. Like, one of the first things they talk about is, oh, they're cutting the education budget, and two of them will talk with you about it. One of them's like, yeah, no, it's fine. Our schools are fine. Who cares? They get paid more than they deserve to get paid anyways, et cetera, et cetera. They're stupid. And yeah, and then you go back to work. You do more of the same work. And then you go home. And when you go home, you get to, you usually hear a little bit of the news, and you get to go and check the TV to learn more about what's going on, or you get to check your laptop or your phone also to figure out stuff that's going on. But every time you check something, some of the time you have disappears, as well as it'll also just disappear as it takes time to do stuff. So good luck reading any of that, because there's no time read it realistically.
So time management's a big thing too.
Yeah, because you can only view a few different things. It's not like, oh, here's this block, you just went on the TV, that's what you get. No, it's you went on the TV, you watched this thing, it took this block, now you can watch something else or what have you, or anytime you go onto your computer, there's a whole bunch of different things you can look at, but each one sucks away some of that time. And then if you just aren't doing anything, time will also just tick away on its own without you doing anything. So, and there's not a lot of time there, which is a shame. And then you go to sleep and you wake up and it goes all over again. And yeah, I didn't really understand a lot of what was going on. So I was just kind of just doing shit at random. I'm going to admit, I personally just don't follow. I've never really followed politics. I'm one of those dumbasses.
I'm guessing you were in this more for the visual novel than the politics.
I was really hoping the game was going to teach you about politics and teach you how to like look up proper information and stuff. So I, in real life, so I could get into politics and understand what the fuck I was looking at and understand where to get the best information, how to go about it. And it didn't, sadly.
So this is like something that expects you to know your shit when you're coming in.
I don't really think it does. But it just doesn't. It also just doesn't teach you anything either. Cause like when you're on your computer, you're not going to like any special website that just lists facts as they are. No, it's all sensationalized, the dregs of society type crap that you expect to see like on Fox News. Like that's kind of how everything in the game kind of shows you about the politics. Some of it has some information, but you never really know what's when people write stuff for politics, they can really skew things very easily, extremely one way or extremely the other way with the same amount of information. And that's exactly the stuff that you find when you're looking at stuff in the game. So it's just as hard to really follow anything in the game as it is in real life. And I was really hoping they'd be like, no, here's how you can actually, you know, look up stuff that they've said and all this other stuff. And they don't teach you things like that, sadly. So it's just basically, here's real life. Have fun. And I was hoping for an educational experience out of this. And sadly, I didn't get that.
Well, it's also billed as a parody. Is there any humor in there? Is it funny? Is it entertaining, at least?
I think it's kind of entertaining. It's, for me, it was more dry humor. I think most of the parody would have been parody if I didn't live in the U.S. Because the proponents say some very stupid things, and it's just like, yeah, but we just went through politics we went through. I could believe people being this stupid because this is real life in the U.S. So yeah, it was it was okay. It wasn't great.
Well, $16. What kind of verdict would you throw on this one?
I would say get it on a sale if you're interested. Otherwise, I think this is a pass. I didn't jive with it very well.
Hey. Can't all be winners, and this looks like something that you really have to be in the right mindset for to really click with. It's a it is a unique premise for a game. So next game, Super Cat Boy, developed by Pixel Pogo, published by Assemble Entertainment, released July 24th on Steam for $9.99. Super Cat Boy is an action-packed platformer created in a high-bit pixel art style, combining the best elements of the golden 16-bit platformer era of the 90s with some possum new mechanics. And let's not forget, there's plenty of cat content. Our friend Andy Sperry wrote in a review. This is what he's got to say if I could find my goddamn email. Super Cat Boy is a tasty stir fry of 90s platforming adventure games featuring plenty of nostalgic feels. Jump, dash, shoot, and fight your way through tons of possum levels is a cute but fearsome little kitty developed by Pixel Pogo and published by Assemble Entertainment. Play as Catboy, a cool cat who falls from the sky and sets out to stop his evil creator. With the help of your sidekick, Weapon Girl, Catboy must fight his way across levels inspired by classic 16-bit era gaming. Try not to slip in the snow-capped mountain, solve puzzles in a creepy mansion, factory, or take a ride in an old minecart or passenger train. These levels will spark the classic gaming feels of playing the SNES in grandma's basement with improved graphics and a few less spiders. Thank fucking God. Can I just say, I hate spiders.
Yeah, I have arachnophobia, so.
Like, if I'm, like, in the bathroom and a spider starts crawling on the wall, I will freak out. Mm-mm. Also, snakes. Fuck snakes. Armed with his cat-like... You're weird. Armed with his cat-like reflexes and a gun, Catboy must end the evil scientist's advancements towards ruling the world by fighting enemy dog soldiers and fearsome bosses created by the evil scientist. Super Catboy combines everything you love about the genre, from the art style, the catchy tunes, to the smooth platforming feel. Super Catboy offers a unique challenge with forgiving gameplay and is a game I would recommend adding to your afternoon of playtime. Speaking with one of the developers quite unknowingly at first, I was informed of some of the quality of life updates and some possible future additions to the game itself. Pixel Pogo is a small team that has poured their souls into this, and it shows. It's available on sale for $9.99. Catboy is a fun feline adventure and well worth the price tag. Aki, you dabbled in this one as well, yes?
Yes, I played a little bit of it. I got to a point where it messed with my eyes too much to actually continue, but aww. Yeah.
Does this one look cute?
It is, and it's really good. One of the quality of life things that's really nice is the levels aren't particularly long, but you have a number of times you can die in it before it resets you back to where you can choose a level again. So if you die, I died like 5 times before it did that, which is a lot considering how small the levels are. And the gun girl is, I would have called her the busty half naked girl, but you have fallen from space. You are in a spaceship of some sort. And you get out, and yeah, you immediately just start kicking the shit out of dog soldiers, and they have guns, and they're really good at, as you're jumping and you're about to land on the platform where they are, they're really good at have turned around and started shooting you the moment you've rushed before you start landing, just to destroy your health, because why not? I don't know how many times that happened, then I fell to my death. you eventually are given a gun. It does not have infinite bullets. However, enemies drop bullets when they die on a pretty regular basis. Sometimes they drop cans of food that give you your health back too, which is really nice. I really like that. And yeah, it's not any precision platforming or anything. It's just basic, simple platforming that gives you lots of leeway. You can collect some stuff in it. Every level has some pieces to a golden statue. I have no idea what it does other than at the end of the level, it gives you points. And there's also coins in the game that if you collect them all, you get 100% at the end. I don't know if they actually do anything either. And yeah, you're just going and getting to the end of the level. It's pretty simple. It's a side scroller, but you're able to go backwards instead of only going forwards.
I want to appreciate the visuals for a minute, because they went with 16-bit visuals instead of 8-bit. I know 8-bit is like the pixel retro aesthetic that everybody loves, but 16-bit I think is where pixel graphics really shine, and I think the game looks really good.
Yeah, I prefer 16-bit over 8 myself as well. So, yeah. After, I think I played like 3 levels, and there are levels that are just a cutscene. And when you go into level select, you can actually just go and watch just the cutscene. So, that's really nice. But I think the 4th actual playable level, I think, for me, was a level where you get on the back of Miss Busty's motorcycle. And that's the level I wasn't able to beat, because it just looks weird when you're moving. It's supposed to give off that you're moving quick, but it ended up just screwing with my eyes and I couldn't finish the level. Sadly. So I didn't get that far. I was still in the first set of levels, because after that level there was going to be a cutscene, and then I was going to go into, I guess, World 2 or whatever you would classify it as. Which is a shame, because I actually did rather enjoy what I did play. It was pretty fun.
Nice. What did you think of the music? Because we got to mention, I am friends with some of the people who worked on the music in the game. Anton Carrazza did some of the music, and our good friend Grant Henry did music as well.
It was fine. I don't think a lot about music.
Yeah.
it's very background when I even hear it, because I play most of my games muted while I listen to YouTube videos. So usually I only catch music when I first start games up.
Grant worked on the title theme, so you probably heard that one.
Okay, least. Yeah, it was fine then. So I've heard that, and I heard some of the music in the middle of it. It makes very good background noise. It wasn't jarring or anything, so, and that's, I think, for most places when they're making music, they want it to be something that you probably don't even notice while you're playing, but if it wasn't there, you would notice, and I think the game does that really well.
Nice. Well, the game is $10. What is your verdict on it?
Yeah. Hell yeah, definitely.
Cool. All right, one final game to talk about tonight is Death Becomes You, developed by Quill Game Studios, published by Rattlake Games, released August 4th on Xbox One, Series X and S, Switch, PS4, PS5, for $7.99. Who killed your best friend? Find out the truth before four suspects frame you instead. Death Becomes You is a mystery visual novel where you untangle the dark secrets and relationships between your fellow Magic University students. Aki, what is going on in Death Becomes You?
All right, this is an adventure visual novel, so you got a lot of choices, and I mean a bunch of them. Basically, you're at some sort of magical school, more or less, and your mentor, Lyra, has basically dropped you as a mentee because you two got in an argument. So you run over to meet with her, to talk to her, to convince her, because she's your best friend and you clearly have a thing for her, to take you back and continue to be your mentor. And then she kerplops behind you, bones sticking out of her body and all that fun stuff, because somehow she has moved from the second store balcony to the first floor on the ground. Yay! And immediately afterwards, four different girls show up. And you don't know who any of these bitches are, but you're like, it had to be one of these assholes. One of these assholes killed her. And that is the very beginning of the game. Now it is up to you to investigate all four of these shit stains and figure out who the fuck killed her, so you can be like, haha, I did this for my friend, and now fuck you, bitch. and yeah, throughout this, you get to choose who some of the people are, and you get to follow them and investigate them. You do not get to do everybody in every playthrough, so you have to pick the people you want to and just go with them. There's the girl who immediately blames you for Lyra's death, even though you were on the first floor and she was on the second floor, and therefore you literally couldn't have done it, who is also another mentor, named Delia. It's not Delilah, it's Delia, I believe, which is very weird. And she's, you know, she's really strict. Most people don't like her because she's strict. She's extremely rude. She's not like the person who'd walk up and be like, you're a dumb bitch, get the fuck out of my way. But she's the kind of person who'd be like, you're not trying hard enough, you need to try harder. Now do this assignment or else. And that's it. And she's just very straightforward, very mean, very rude. She doesn't mind pointing out that you're not very bright. But she ain't gonna turn around and just walk up to you and just slap you in the face and be like, you dumb bitch. Which would have been nice. But whatever. You get a cold, shitty personality from her. Then there's Pauline, who is this bright and cheerful girl. She's also another mentor. She's super bubbly, super nice. She constantly casts spells on people, even though that's straight up against the rules. Granted, all of hers generally make people feel calm and welcome and affectionate towards her. So probably super against the rules, because it's more or less kind of semi-seductive stuff. then you also get two students. You get the lazy dumbass named Alice, who is basically based off of Alice in Wonderland. And then you get Sophie, Sophie, Sophine, one or the other, I can't remember, who is like the super prodigy, and she knows everything, and she's super smart, but she also will like slap you in the face and call you a bitch, just because she doesn't like you. She's very mean as well.
To
pretty much everyone. She's just mean. Yes, and yeah, definitely me. But yeah, she's mean to everybody. She's a cunt. Straight up. So every choice basically you have is more or less who do you investigate or who do you trust or something like that. It's always like a one word or a one sentence thing. Lots of them are who do you investigate, this person or this person, and then you have to choose, and the story continues with that chunk being chosen. And when you choose that, you don't always get to actually interact with that person. Sometimes you interact with one of the others, which threw me for a loop a number of times. So there were a lot of times where I'm like, I'm going to investigate Delilah, and then I'd end up speaking with Pauline, and I'm like, but I wanted to investigate her. I was going to like stalk her and stuff and figure out all her dirty little secrets so I could prove that she killed somebody. And then I'd be talking with Pauline instead. I'm like, what the fuck? But there's 13 endings to the game. And you are expected to go through all of them because there's an achievement for each and every one of them. So have fun. You can obviously, like every other game, skip through the stuff that you've already read and skip through stuff you haven't. So there you go, Scotty. If you're in here, there you go. You get to bastardize yet another visual novel. I really liked it. I thought it was really fun. I liked how the characters interacted with each other. Because this is a very, very, very flaming lesbian visual novel in every conceivable way. In case you hadn't noticed, there's four girls listed there outside of you and the girl you like. So I wonder if there's any other obvious couplings between, I don't know, two mentors and two students. So, yeah, very flaming gay, very fantastic. I loved it. It was great. Not all the endings make sense, but that's fine. You know, it is what it is. So, yeah.
All right. Well, the price on it, some conflicting information, actually. In the PR email I got, it said $7.99. The store page is showing $8.99, but it's on sale for $7.19. Just under 10 bucks. What do you think?
Yes. 100%. Yes. Yeah, totally. Go get this. This is a fantastic game. Unless you hate gay people, in which case, go fuck yourself.
Yeah, really. If you hate gay people, fuck you. There's no joke to that. There's no punchline. If you hate gay people, fuck you.
Yeah. Yeah, basically. And, you know, if you like visual novels and you like girls, you're definitely going to like this, because all the girls are, even if they have shitty personalities, they are very pretty.
How many endings did you get?
I got all 13. I 100% did the game. I 100% did it, yeah.
Jesus.
It
was...
Well, thankfully, again, as I said, you get to skip through the stuff you've already read. So it's just an amalgamation of different choices. So you can skip through a whole bunch of it, thankfully. Mm. And I also had a guide of who to choose to get each ending. So I was able to use that and save scumming. So, yeah. Well, no, that's how you're supposed to play adventure visual novels, is by save scumming. That's legitimately how you do it. It makes it so much faster, because otherwise some of these can get very long. Like my very first one, even with save scumming, I think took me something like 60 something hours. So, and this game, I think it took me like 13 or 14 hours total, I think, probably, because I played this for on and off for like 3 different days, I think. So yeah, it was great though. I really enjoyed it.
Nice. All right, well, that is it for this episode. We done made it through another. Big thanks to you for...
Me. To just me. Yeah. Jacob doesn't need any thanks.
Fuck him.
Yeah, he was here for one game and then he fucked off. Maybe when he's here for a full episode, I'll care.
He was here for one review and for the contest to make fun of him.
Yeah. Well, that's only because that ended in his section.
Music this episode, I am going to play the title track for Super Catboy from our good friend Stemmage, because Woo-hoo! That's what we do on this show. We play Stemmage basically every episode anymore. So
nice.
Him in the one-ups. Flip a coin. You'll get one of them. Yeah, do you have any final words to end the show?
Meow. And everyone will understand that next time.